Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
On such an exciting day, such an exciting moment, because we're going to talk about unifying all souls. Imagine that. Imagine a oneness experience that can unify energy. And especially in this week, this culminating week of October, bridging into November, we have got three powerful energies happening. We have Halloween, we have All Saints Day, and we have All Souls Day, October 31, November 1, November 2, and we're moving into a full moon. We're in a waxing energy. This is a huge week.
It's truly a time where, once again, the celestial tides are offering you an opportunity to align, to uplift, to complete what needs to be completed and embrace what is truly yours.
Well, and we have had a record month of people writing us. Remember, you can always send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. We have had so many beings writing, and we have a lot to talk about today. Now, remember, if you want to jump into today's show live, you can try giving us a call, 888-627-6008. And remember, if that phone just rings busy or rings and rings, it means all of our lines are full. And just keep calling. As soon as we hang up with one person, that's your chance to jump in. And you know, Sri, I want to start because I just, before we go any further, we have the best audience. I think we can agree we have the best audience on the planet.
We love you.
I think we love you guys so much because we are a community. We are a family. And we received, like I mentioned, so many emails. And last week's show really stimulated a lot of emails. And wanted to read one because I know, you know, Sri and I, our heart is so big around all of you. We know that so many of you try to call in every week and you know, keep trying because when it's your time, it's your time. However, we got an email that really kind of, I think, summed up a lot about what this show and this community is all about.
Well, so this one came in and it goes like this. Dear Sri and Kira, today's show on October 21, now that's last week.
That was last week's show.
Was absolutely what I needed to hear. I did dial in at the beginning of the show, but could not get through. So I prayed you would hear my question and request for a mini soul reading, and you did.
Woohoo! See, this is the power of our oneness community.
Every caller, every email was also my question. I felt every response you gave click into my body with recognition. When you mentioned about being confused because arrows enter the heart sometimes from those we love and do not understand us, it gave me enormous insight into what I am working through. Sometimes I am running away from dealing with it, but I'm also very present with it, especially at 3 a.m. in the morning lately. I did receive an insight from a meditation today that simply said the energy you are present with said the energy you present this with to the folks is the energy that will be received.
So stand with confidence, joy, enthusiasm, and delight. And if you stand with fear, you'll be met with fear.
A beautiful insight. So she closes by saying, thank you all, Sri Kira, and every caller and email read for helping me find my clarity and courage. Infinite love and gratitude, Pat.
Well, we love you, Pat, and thank you, Pat, for really sharing what is the energy of this extraordinary community of self-ascension, the blessing of all of us who get the opportunity to come together every Sunday and we really felt it was so powerful to open with that this week because we're talking about the unity of all souls and, well, and calling that together in this. It's a bridge week, guys, and you all know what bridge weeks are. They're powerful.
And there was a powerful insight that she captured there about the energy of presence in the way she interacts with people. Is it's the energy that's received, not
right.
the words.
Right.
And if I'm in fear, then I'll be greeted with fear.
Or doubt. You know,
sure.
doubt, because fear and doubt are the two things that will stop the unification of the soul presence as leading in your life. And remember, the yoga of self-ascension is a gift that you bring into your life. It's a blessing that opens up the divine opportunity for you to remember the truth of who you are while you are still in form, so that you can let your soul lead, you can be the master and gift not only yourself, but anyone who has the pleasure of coming in contact with you.
Now, letting your soul lead is truly a magic phrase.
Oh, I love that.
And it's one of the ones that only has a depth of meaning after you've gone through the, let's just say, the pitfalls of having the ego lead. You know, our ego is such a powerful tool for navigating density. It's really an important tool. And in fact, the entire field of psychology is built around making healthy, strong egos. Because when our ego is healthy and strong by conventional standards, we're able to navigate density with greater ease because we have self-esteem and resilience and the willingness to put our head down and do the battle.
Well, but we also have an alignment with the illusion that doesn't question the quote-unquote normal.
That's true. We fit in. We belong. The ego loves to belong. The ego loves to have a sense of control. And it's very, very useful.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we talk about letting our soul lead, sometimes that's initially felt as a disturbing influence.
It's it can be destabilizing.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, I'm emotional, or oh, I'm irrational, or I'm doing something unconventional.
Well, and especially according to the people who are still deep in density, because that, you know, this is why for many years we've had this program out called Ascended Sanity. It's one of our home study programs, and really the key is that there is density sanity, which is what the ego first aligns with. And then as we grow, as we expand, we ignite this ascended sanity, which quite frankly helps put all the puzzle pieces of density sanity together. However, if you are awake to ascended sanity, you will seem insane to someone who's in density sanity. And if you are in ascended sanity, you see the insanity of density sanity.
And so the lens through which one addresses the world colors all experiences. Now, the beauty of moving into soul-based consciousness is that we are now freeing ourselves of the density lens.
Yeah, baby.
You know, the soul is not so much a lens for experiencing life as it is a repository for wisdom and joy. The soul is a way of navigating without a lens, to be free from the colorations of refracted beliefs.
Well, and this is why when the soul leads, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, but you know, there's no need for rules or laws. The reality is there is a need for that in density sanity.
Absolutely. And when we're first beginning to allow in the soul's energy, the soul's wisdom, the joy and the peace that are beyond the ego's realm, what happens is the ego goes, okay, I'll get a handle on this. And the ego jumps in and becomes a little more spiritual, compatible. It's kind of like, hey, I'm going to fit in.
But this is why it's important to recognize this too is a process. And we refer to it fondly as spiritualized ego, because you can't just jump from density ego to, or density sanity to ascended sanity without the spiritualized ego experience. And yet the spiritualized ego experience reminds me a lot of this bridge week, Sri. You can get stuck in that energy, or it can be the springboard to freedom.
Absolutely, because it's reinforced. You see, a spiritualized ego is a, let's just say it's ego 2.0. it's an ego that gets along.
I need ego 11.0.
It gets along better with other folks who are also in spiritualized egos.
Yeah.
It has a way of transcending the fear of being alone.
Yeah.
The spiritualized ego is really prevalent in lots of religious groups and even the New Age community and such.
Absolutely, because it's sly. It's just as sly as the traditional ego.
And it's an important step along the way. But as we cherish ourselves and move into deeper trust of our own process of self-ascension, then the ego, even the spiritualized ego, begins to make way for the universal truth of your divine presence.
And this is why it is so important to really be present with your spiritual nature 24/7. And you know, Sri, how many years ago did Archangel Zadkiel, you know, Zadkiel has offered us so many amazingly beautiful and yet very wise one-liners, so to speak. And up there, along with a few of my other all-time favorites, is keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And I want to just take a minute to share that. That is not that hard to do, guys. Keeping your eyes on the divine at all times is as simple as namaste. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be a verbal namaste. It's the recognition that a true namaste is saying, I see God in you as you see God in me. We are all one. It doesn't mean you have to agree with someone. It doesn't mean you need to excuse a wrong. What it does do is allow you to keep your eyes on the divine at all times, thereby lifting up out of that spiritualized ego and lifting into ascended presence. Now, I want to just give a quick shout out. We got a really beautiful email forwarded to us from Kimberly, and Kimberly's subject line was just new message. And Kimberly, you know who you are, but I'm not going to read all of Kimberly's email because I think some of it's kind of personal. But here's what she said. I'm writing to you because I'm stuck. I need a spiritual practice. I crave it. I know what I need to do. It's just doing it. And then she talks about her family life and her young kids and her work and the distractions.
And such a common issue. She says, I know what I need to do. And then somehow or other, the day just flies by with all my responsibilities.
And she's distracted.
And she's distracted from that which is she's craving, which is that spiritual communion.
And then on the end of the day, she's kind of beating herself up. So Kimberly, your email, and it's just so beautiful. She ends her email with, you know, one of these Sundays I will call in, and one of these days I will come to visit you too. Well, we look forward to that, Kimberly. I wish so deeply I could be there for New Year's Eve, but my young family needs me. My heart will be with you all. Well, and our heart will be with you too, Kimberly. And she just ends it with love, 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 and love. Well, Kimberly, thank you for sharing something that I suspect virtually everyone listening goes through at one point or another. And I, you know, Sri and I are kind of broken records on this, but again, mantra of self-ascension. While you're working, while you're with your kids, make those sticky notes. I know it sounds so silly simple, but it really works.
You see, every moment is an opportunity to notice the divine. And when we have a sticky note, when we take a moment for an Ave Sa breath, you could be in the middle of your workday, but you have a 30-second practice.
Not even. 2 seconds if you want it to be.
It can be even two
seconds.
It's a moment of conscious presence. I am here.
I am ready.
I am open.
Guide me. It really, guys, if there's one spiritual practice that will ignite, you know, it's a gateway. It's a gateway drug for spirituality. I forgive me for saying it that way, guys, but it's the truth. The mantra of self-ascension will ignite so much more into your life. Four simple lines. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And if you're afraid of being distracted, put it on sticky notes. Just put mantra on the sticky notes and let that be your cue. Or the regular sticky note practice, you put three words on those sticky notes. Thank you. I love you. Always works. Or how about thank you. Breathe.
And both. Then you bring your hand to your heart every
and
time
you
see it.
And you do an Ave Sa breath. Remember, you connect your hand to your heartbeat. You just take one moment to remember that heart has been beating with universal wisdom, love, and light since before you took birth. And you exhale the Sa. And when we connect the heartbeat of the Ave, Ave, and the exhale of the Sa, in that moment, you are having a spiritual practice. You know, this is why this week is so important, Sri. This is a week of unifying energy, because remember, guys, not only do we have a trinity of energies happening this week with Halloween, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, in the waxing energy of a full moon, this is the culmination of the first of 3 months that have a trinity energy as well. So this is a very big week ahead energetically.
And whenever we have a trinity energy, what we have is a foundationalizing opportunity that will, in this case, with the three within the three, which provide propulsion.
Ooh.
So the foundational energy of a trinity is reassuring, it's stabilizing, and it offers you that horsepower, you might say. And when we have that within another three, we're moving.
We are moving. Now, before we get to our callers, of course, our lines have been full, and then we're going to get right to our callers shortly. I want to talk a moment. Sri and I really want to talk a moment about the October experience. Now, remember, at the very beginning of the month, we always put out our revelations. And remember, the first Sunday of every month, you can catch all of our revelations extensively, both on air at Twin Flame Divine Fire and our own show. And we also put out our YouTube video. And our YouTube video for November is going to be going up in the next 24 hours. As we reflect upon October, guys, remember, it was about what? Freedom or chaos. Remember that? Freedom or chaos. And we opened up the month by inviting you to really go within and say, hey, how am I? Because everything, literally without exception, is up for healing. Now, we have had, I can't even tell you how many emails have come in, but this one kind of sums it up. And I want to read this email, because by sharing this email, this is an email that came in from a listener named Kelly. I think it sums up what a lot of people have been experiencing during this month, and she asked the question that needs addressing.
So the email goes like this. Dear Sri and Kira, I just had to send an email because I don't know if it's a, quote, coincidence or not. During this month, I started having panic attacks on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't had a panic attack in 15 years. Then all of a sudden, this month, they came on full blast. It's been really hard to navigate through them, and I had to reach out to my doctor so I could function again. However, the first thing that came to mind was your shows, in which you said October is the month of healing. I wonder if this is what is happening to me and if others have had similar symptoms. I love your radio shows and listen to them every week. Namaste. Love, Kelly.
Oh, well, Kelly, we love you too. And how many of you, as Sri was reading Kelly's email, went, yeah, wait a minute, Sri and Kara, I've been having a pretty intense month myself. Remember, guys, freedom or chaos, everything in capital letters is up for healing. And we've been chatting about this all month long, and truly, get a chance, go back to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, watch the October video again in the next 24 hours before we post November, because it's gonna make a lot more sense at the end of the month. When everything is up for healing, what happens? Normally, a healing crisis.
A healing crisis. Now, I wanna just step back from this picture for a moment. Does the ego ever really want to heal?
Well, because to the ego, healing is death.
Healing means something's changing.
It means it's a transformation.
So the ego would rather have a dysfunctional pattern that it's familiar with than to have the uncertainty of something new or a healing. So consider that anytime you're in that healing crisis, it's a gift from your soul.
Well, it really is. And even if... How many of you have ever visited something that you were sure you were done with? Like our beautiful listener, Kelly here, right? Kelly has not had a panic attack in 15 years. And of course, if there was something that was still unresolved inside of her, it was gonna come out this month. So Kelly, in one aspect, we celebrate the fact that you're so aligned. And so the first thing is to, again, bring your hand to your heart, connect with that Ave heartbeat, the Sa breath, and to go deep within yourself and notice what came up to really be healed.
You know, we gave a clue on this a show or two back. It's a hand on your heart and notice what I'm experiencing is and what I know to be true is. Because sometimes the experience is not our truth. It is, you know, fear is always an anticipatory, out of present time kind of experience.
Well, and that's what panic is.
And panic is a twisted form of fear.
Yeah.
However, as we're able to be present, even through hyperventilating, even through the tenseness of the muscles in the tummy, what I'm experiencing is panic, and what I know to be true is, and just follow with it.
And this brings us back to our other listener about the spiritual practice, because for any of you, and for you, beautiful Kelly, anytime you notice something is resurging inside of you, if you can gift yourself in that moment to either go to the Ave Saw breath or start reciting the mantra of self-ascension or find that, look up and there's your sticky note, thank you, breathe, what will happen is that every time, and literally, guys, every time you revisit an energy that is really ready to no longer rule your life or take charge of your joy, you are being gifted with the opportunity to be free from it. And October was all about freedom or chaos. Everything is healing, and it was very personal. And this happened both on a individual basis, community basis, planetary basis, universal basis. And this was a month that was all about breath. And this is why, Kelly, panic. Panic attacks take away our breath, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They really do. And so anything that takes away our breath was actually the universe coming in and saying, we are here, we are ready, we are open, guide us, you know, show us what's deep within and we will assist you to be free from it.
And trust your heart, trust yourself that you have the capacity to look it square in the eyes.
Yeah.
And that you will heal through it.
Because we are in, right now, this is a culminating moment. We are in waxing energy, heading up to a full moon. We've got this midweek, the 31st, 1st, and 2nd, these powerful, powerful Trinity within the Trinity energies. And it's a valuable blessing to remember right now that the planetary thought body, right? Remember, guys, I'm just going to divert 1 minute because it's relevant. The planetary thought body is being fed constantly with chaos, fear, doubt, confusion. And we have so much more to share about this as we get into the November energies. Make sure you are here next week when we do the November revelations. We're also going to be doing a little bit about 2018. So if you are in a month of healing, which October is, and you ignite a fear or doubt, then you are more available to have the planetary thought body literally be like a crushing weight upon you. And that can trigger lots of old patterns. The gift of that is, again, eyes wide open. Keep your eyes on the divine at all times, breathing through it and saying, wow, in this moment, I get to be free.
Yes, indeed. And I trust myself. When you say I trust myself, you're saying I trust my soul.
Yeah. And we're unifying all souls this week. It's a powerful, powerful culminating moment. So regardless of your October experience, this is a week to really have an extraordinarily profound, eye-opening, awakening, healing moment. It's like an aha.
Absolutely. So keep breathing, keep trusting, and we're going to run to our phone lines right now.
Because, aha, we have all these beautiful beings waiting, and we have so much more to share. Let's invite these beautiful beings to join us.
Let's go to line 2 and say hi to Julie from Arizona.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys. This is my first call, but you did call out my email to you a couple months ago in August about the crop circle and your symbol. Do you remember?
I do.
Okay. So first, thank you both for what you do to be inspirational and insightful for all of us. I do have 2 issues, and I'll try to be as quick as I can. Okay. So there is so much talk about the event that is about to occur in the subsequent transitioning of humanity in waves. This all seems to coincide with what you have been saying and teaching for the last year or so. And if you can speak of it, I would like to know if this culmination has anything to do with the coming New Year's Eve energy and for the period of time following. My reason for asking this is because it all leads into my second issue, which is that my twin flame is in India while I'm here in the USA. And we've been in union for over 3 years, though we've never physically met. We also have a huge age gap, me being 35 years older than him. I'm 61, and he is 26. Our challenges and obstacles to physical union remain relentless. I've lost everything that I've owned, including job, friends, family, income, etc., and now live on the other side of the country from where when we met. Now I live with my stepdad, and my twin has experienced much the same with physical, family physical issues, loss of income, and etc. I'm wondering about our purpose or mission, as I feel that mine and my twin's work and journey will continue together in 5D light bodies after the transition of the first waivers takes place. And I wonder if you can comment on that, possibly tying your thoughts in with a mini soul reading.
I am honored that you have asked, and I love that you got through today, Julie. First and foremost, my angel, bring a hand to your heart. And I want to address, in order, your first thing where you talked about the event and the subsequent transitioning of humanity in waves. The first thing I want to share with you is you need to listen to next week's show. I'm not saying that other than next week we're going to be talking a lot about not only the remaining months of this year, but we're also going to be talking about 2018. What I will comment on in this moment is that every single being needs to get really clear on where they're going to be New Year's Eve this year. There is a profound moment of energy that will ride as a wave around the planet on New Year's Eve, and you can either ride with it or be bowled over by it. And who you are with and the energy that you are with will really make a difference. And if you're not even sure who to be with, or you don't know, or you don't want to be with, you know, the people you're with, then be by yourself. Be in silent contemplation. Be in one with nature. But it's not too early for everyone to pay attention to that. Now, as far as you and your twin flame, you are right on the money. The two of you, and forgive me for sharing this, you will most likely never physically meet in this lifetime. And it's a miracle that the two of you have actually met at all, and that the two of you are having these communications. The two of you are not losing anything. You are clearing. They're, both of you have a energetic, I don't want to use the word debt because I don't like that word, but you have an energetic presence. Let's use that. That needed to be balanced. The two of you are holding pieces of a bridge. You're on one side of the planet and he's on the other side of the planet. And the two of you, your heart and your connection is literally a bridge that is balancing. It's like holding a lot of beautiful gifts together. The two of you are spending enormous amounts of time together right now when you're asleep, so to speak, or in the dream space or in very deep meditation. The two of you are very much, I would describe it very much like Sri and I. You are one soul. And when the reunion of that energy comes together, and it will come together in a very profound way, there will be a gift. I just want to use that word. There's a gift and a blessing coming into you because both of you are so perfectly playing your role in this moment. The greater gift the two of you could give each other right now is the freedom to be really flourishing in your independent sides of the world. The more you both flourish in your spirit, in your heart, in your life experience, the greater the lotus between the two of you will blossom. And that's the message that is pouring into you right now, by the way, way up from the Himalayas, from the area of Kedarnath, where I'm seeing what looks like almost Babaji, who's giving this dispensation. And so that is the message that is yours to receive today. And I'm sure it's why you got through, so that we could have this moment of divine connection. And just feel how much we love you, Julie, and flourish. Go, let it be amazing. Many blessings.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I love
you
both.
Thank you. We love you too, honey. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. You know, we all live our lives at different levels of understanding, of experience, and yet we are all one in the process. Even those who are seemingly densely asleep are providing a contextual, energetic for all of us to grow in our own individual discernment, because your spiritual path is uniquely yours.
Well, and you know, Julie brought up something when she was sharing that I think all of you are thinking, you know, there's been a lot of beings talking about this next wave event. Now, the reality is that because we are all such powerful co-creators, when you are awake, and if you're listening to the show, you're awake, right? So when we are awake, we are responsible and we have the richness to be able to really pay attention to what we are co-creating. And I Sheree, I think it would be remiss of us. I just want to mention again, this is why we are hosting this event at New Year, and that for the whole, because it's not just going to be New Year's Eve, guys, it's going to be the entire first week of January.
And so this event is an opportunity to meet at multiple levels with light holders, with our spiritual family. And when I say multiple levels, some of the time we're going to be traveling interdimensionally. We're going to be touching beyond bliss,
yes,
into the peace beyond the dimensional discernments. At other times, we're going to be working very clearly with higher frequency healing and learning healing techniques and assisting each other to resolve the stuff we've gathered physical path.
Because this is the way of the ascended world. This is the way of the ascended journey, is that we come together and recognize the oneness and celebrate that oneness at all levels of our being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of it.
So it's going to be a wonderful party, a wonderful healing event, and an opportunity to anchor into deeper soul consciousness and communion. If you feel a nudge, come join us.
Join us, guys. We are so blessed that it's so ridiculously affordable. It's one very low price that includes literally everything, all your meals, your hotel, I mean everything. And just go to SreeandKira.com, right there on the homepage, click on it. I know we have maybe two.
I think we have like a one hotel room left,
two people left. So, this is it. Make the commitment. Come join us. And speaking of making the commitment, we have a full bank of lines. We have so much to share about unifying souls. And I think we need a moment.
Okay.
So let's take it. So we'll be right back after this message with so much more to share.
Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SreeandKira.com. That's SreeandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be with you, alive, alert, and right now.
And we are unifying all souls in this very powerful Bridge Week, from the energy of October into this fullness of November, a waxing moon energy, intensity. And, I think, Sheree, we would be remiss. We've been teasing you guys all about next week and next week's show, because we're going to be talking about the November revelations and a little bit about 2018. But I think we need to just do a snippet today, Sheree, because it is a Bridge Week.
Absolutely. And we're also, with a smile on our face, we have these Trinity energies.
Yeah, and this is the Trinity within the Trinity.
Trinity. And so if you have a piece of paper there, you might want to jot these three words down, because they represent another Trinity.
But before you do, and giving you a moment to get that paper and pen, remember again that when we initiated October, we discussed that there were these Trinity energies, and we didn't want to just throw them all out there at you, and that the breath was the focal point of the October energy, right? And that this breath will then marry itself, so to speak, with the November focal point and the December focal point. And those three together are kind of an ignition, so to speak.
Absolutely.
That's coming in at New Year's Eve. So if October was breath as the focal point, right? And then the key, the word you want to get for November, and there's a lot more around November. I mean, a lot, guys. And we're going to have all that next week, and we're going to have our video up at YouTube in the next 24 hours. But it's about, here it comes, the big word.
Presence.
Presence, really. And if you're doing what Sri mentioned, and you might want to write this down, put that word right there at the top of the paper.
Because we have the big, call it the macro trinity of October, November, December. And yet within each one of these, there are supporting energies.
Yes. And so as we look at this week ahead with the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd, Halloween, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, we're bridging, aren't we, right? And so the breath is going to what will basically carry you into the presence. And remember, all month long, we've invited you, we've taught you. If you haven't listened to our radio shows, go back and do it. Ave Sa breath.
And so the thing about presence is often understood and misunderstood because there can be a depth of presence. Presence isn't just about saying, I'm listening. Mm. Presence isn't just about attention. Presence is the radiation of a state of beingness mm-hmm. that most people will experience as love.
So if you've got that presence written down on a piece of paper, maybe draw a little arrow, like you're going to make a circle out of these three. So there's your hint. We're going to give you one more. So from presence, you draw an arrow kind of coming in a circle to love.
Now, love is a word that sometimes is misunderstood because it's overused. The key here about love, and we gave you a clue earlier in the show, is this is about the love of the divine, mm-hmm. the love of your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Now, ultimately, divine love, the love of your soul, means I love myself.
And that is not the narcissistic love of self. It's the love of self that recognizes the miracle and the blessing of this lifetime, the gift of your beautiful body housing the soul through yet another journey, another loving expression.
I love the divine energy that sparked a life force right here, right now,
exactly.
in this existence that I get to enjoy.
Whether, you know, it doesn't matter what's happening that day. It's that constant recognition of the eyes on the divine.
And so with your eyes on the divine, with the recognition that love is, and that I am love, and that as I love the divine, I must love myself.
Oh, yeah.
And so think about it. Now we're fanning the flames. And let's draw another arrow from love and have it point to the word trust.
I love this so much because remember that in the archangelic realm, in the realm of the ascended masters, in the realm of all of the beings of divine ascended presence, trust and love are the same energy. And so look at this trinity, right? Because you're just going to want to draw arrows to this whole thing together. Presence to love, love to trust
back
to presence.
And this forms a cycle of energy that is truly beautiful and nourishing. Because when we have presence, when we touch that for a moment, and presence, as I mentioned, is the energy of your soul's beingness radiating through your eyes into your life. When you witness yourself in that state, you cannot help but magnify love. And when love exists, meaning I love my life, I love my creator, my creation, I love, period, then trust becomes ever more radiating. So love foundationalizes trust in the universe, which then magnifies presence all over again. So this is kind of the alchemical process, love, trust, presence, to ever expanding love, trust, and presence.
Now, one of the things that we want to share with you is that this is actually part of the Lessons of Light number 2. So those of you that are already taking our free Lessons of Light, if you've already gone to Lesson of Light number 2, go back and read it because it's going to have a particular value as we're moving into November. And if you have not yet started taking the lessons of light, why not? They're free. Just go to sriandkira.com on the homepage, scroll down. You cannot miss it. Get the lessons of light. You get one free lesson of light delivered to your e-box, your mailbox, every 2 weeks. So if you get started right now, you will get to this lesson in the month of November. And guys, this is a powerful gift.
Absolutely. And speaking of powerful gifts, we have some callers standing by and
Absolutely.
Quite a few first-time callers.
Yeah.
We're going to run right over to line four and say hi to Steve from Oregon.
Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just kind of new here, and I guess I feel like I've been kind of stuck in my life. The issue that comes up sometimes is healing emotional wounds. I feel I'm kind of a loner too, and I can't connect with other spiritual people and stay on track. I end up kind of just going back to my regular job, and it doesn't seem like anything ever changes, even though I try a lot of different things. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, my angel, I'm glad you got through us today. I truly am. And I think that's the first miracle within your own energy field that is inviting you to claim it, is that, hey, wait a minute, I just got through. Because getting through onto this show is often a miracle in and of itself. Now, what I want to share with you around that, and the reason I opened up with that, is that many, many, many of our listeners are sitting there going, oh my gosh, Steve, we so get it. We're going through the same thing. Steve, every family has one being who is the pioneer, who is the one that is tasked, so to speak, energetically with breaking a bond of lack of awareness, both for the lineage way before and the lineage after. And we call them the lineage holders. And your energy field right now is radiating that as a lineage holder for your family. Now, as a lineage holder, this can often be lonely, it can be challenging, it can be distracting, it can be frustrating. However, every lineage holder finally has a moment where a window opens and a light appears, and you are at that moment. And so it's about letting go of what has been and embracing what is in front of you right now. Now, what is also standing around you that I need to share, you've got these four, and I love that you called in on line four. You have got these four very powerful ascended beings who are standing around you, and they are simply saying, let us guide you. You will not falter. And they're also saying that you have greater strength, greater presence, and greater tenacity within you than you have allowed yourself to have forward. And so it's about taking action, because only you can do that. And if you do, 4 months from now, so here we are at the beginning of November, December, January, February. By February, there's going to be a whole other experience, a group of people you're very happy to be around, a connection that feels very solid, a stability, and a blessing that you haven't had in your life before. But you have to make the first step, and they're saying make the first step. And the last thing I need to share with you is, because Archangel Zadkiel is like poking me in the back to say it, is that if you have not checked out the Miracle Team, please go to sriandkira.com, right on the homepage, click on Miracle Team, and check it out, because you would be instantly connected with people all around the planet that feel exactly the way you do. And this coming Saturday is our live Miracle Team, where we all get together and have incredible power, where we come together, we do miracle ceremonies, we do expanded teachings, we share with each other. So you have lots of things around you, and just take action on any of it. And within the next 4 months, there's going to be a beautiful shift in your life. So I love that you got through today, Steve, and it's my honor to meet you. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Namaste.
Well, indeed, we all are on a journey, and that journey involves times when we're introspective, times when we feel disconnected,
Absolutely.
Times when we feel fully filled up.
Well, and how many of you listening are the lineage holders for your family? I suspect most of you.
Absolutely, because there is a line of consciousness or a line of dysfunction sometimes.
Yeah, well, it could be.
that gets repeated generation after generation
yeah.
until someone says, I get it.
Yep.
I will love this. I will heal this.
And every generation has one, but not every generation ignites it. And you know, we are in this energy this week of unifying all souls. We are moving the breath into presence. Take that in, guys, moving the breath into presence. And then we have this powerful middle of the week where it's the presence of being with the energy of all souls, those that have passed and those that are coming forward.
Absolutely. And we're going to move forward to another first-time caller on line two. We'll say hi to Alex from Iowa.
Namaste, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you. I've been listening to you guys. I heard you guys about a year ago, and then I kind of reconnected with your videos and started listening to your Sunday broadcast. It's been really fulfilling. You know, like everybody's been saying, if you don't get through, there's always kind of a crossover message from other callers, so I really appreciate that. I'm an artist. I'm feeling good about my work and the direction it's going. Things are picking up. Over the last year, I've been having a lot of pretty vivid dreams, not consistently, but here and there enough to be like, whoa, that was crazy. Like, I've had an ET visit me in my hometown, but it looked like a normal woman. I've had a golden eagle in my dream. Last night I had one of a cobra chasing me in the living room. Mm. And my wife was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all good. And I kind of calmed down and somehow made friends with it, you know? So I was like, is that some sort of Kundalini type of symbolism there? So I don't know, just a lot of little hints and nudges here and there, and I just like to get a mini soul reading, please.
Well, I'm honored, Alex. It's just such a blessing to connect with you and your beautiful energy. Wow, are you amazing. First and foremost, I just want to share with you that you are in a period of great growth, and you are also in a period where there are some things you've been doing that really don't serve you anymore. And the cobra is actually a protective energy coming in to support you through the journey. You know, this is why oftentimes we see the big cobras around Vishnu and Shiva. It's actually an energy of divine protection. And so I'm grateful to hear that even in your dream space, that peace-filled energy, and that your wife could come in and say, hey, let's make peace with this. You are, like I mentioned, you are in a massive momentum right now. And this is why everything is escalating. However, what you need to hear more than anything is that your success is already assured. These dreams are a way of energies that are trying to connect with you in the, let's say, the waking state that you have yet to connect with, that are basically sharing with you that we've got you and you've got this. This is your destiny. Nothing's going to stop you. Don't be afraid. Keep going. And things are going to start manifesting very, very quickly. And I want you to just hear one thing. In the early part of December, there might be something that feels a little off to you. Trust your intuition and then move forward through it, and everything will fall into place. And I love that you got through today, and it is just always an honor to connect with you, my angel. Many, many blessings.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, angel. Namaste. Well, Sri, we have so many people holding, we're unifying souls today, so why don't we say hi to a few more people?
We're going to keep rolling. Let's go to line one and say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, beautiful Monica. Welcome.
No, namaste, Sri and Kira. How are you?
We are honored to chat with you, my love.
Same here. Thank you so much for taking my call today. I'm pleased to be with you as always. I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but I would love some clarity. We've talked about sacred union before and also projecting on people our vision and ideas. I would be most grateful for more clarity on this. Thank you.
You are most welcome. Well, the first thing that I want to do is just say, I love that you got through on a day when we're talking about presence, love, and trust, and about the unification of all souls this week. Because when you love yourself unconditionally, meaning you've got to love yourself unconditionally, That is when sacred union becomes possible. And so this is a week where breathing into the presence of you, breathing into the presence of loving your life as it is right now, and trusting that energy to keep that spiral going will propel you forward. And I know you're doing the lessons of light. I want you to go back and look at lesson two this week again. And as you do, let go of everything except the vision of you and in your life experience right now. And as you do, presence, love, trust, presence, love, trust will ignite everything you're looking for. You're not a broken record, and it is time for you to start trusting yourself more.
Kira, thank you. I have tears in my eyes and in my heart. Thank you. I love you.
Oh, and we love you, Monica. Feel my arms around you, my angel. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Whew, you know, Sri, this is our community is so amazing because as we're in this powerful bridge week of these three energies, remember, guys, Halloween, the essence of Halloween, beyond having some fun, go have some fun, but the essence of Halloween is to really release the energy of any negative spirit, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I having grown up in the USA, I didn't get this tradition as strongly as we have been blessed to receive it in South America. And that's the celebration of All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
Yeah, November 1st and 2nd here, you know, are huge.
To be able to honor one's ancestors, to go to the cemetery, to have tea with the dear departed.
Yeah, and to celebrate the life that is your life now as part of that celebration.
Because the legacy is living onward, and it's through your consciousness, through your spiritual DNA. And so there is a beauty in honoring those that have come before as I celebrate that which is now.
And those lineage holders, those of you, because if you're listening to this show, I guarantee you're a lineage holder. This week, this is a very unique week for you to sit in the center of all this energy, October 31, November 1, November 2, and breathe into the presence that is going to bridge into November as you release all the ties that bind you, free yourself, fully heal and restore, and get ready for the next step.
Speaking of next step, we have some callers that have been holding on for quite a while. We're running to line 5, and we'll say hi to Nicole from South Carolina.
Namaste, beautiful Nicole. Welcome. Hi.
Hi. It's so funny that I'm on line number 5 because my energy is so surrounded by that around that number right now. And it's actually been a couple of years since I talked to you guys, and you guys are such a blessing. And actually, so my guides have been gearing me up to this moment, and there's a question that I have, and the question they want me to ask is, what is not being addressed during this time of transformative energy?
That is a really good question, and Nicole, we're getting a lot of feedback, so maybe turn down your radio on your side because I want to make sure we can hear each other clearly. Here's what I want to share with you. Number one, yes, boy, are you resonating with 5 right now. I mean, you are like 5, 5, 5. Wow. And during this time of transformation, what is not being addressed, and thank you for asking, I mean, really, thank you for asking this question. And for all of you listening, I want you to bring your hand to your heart because this might not be the most comfortable answer to hear. But what's not being addressed is the vast amount of manipulation that is being funneled into people of awakened spirit. And that because of that, each being of awakened spirit must be discerning and awaken their heart and trust themselves even more. And I love that you got through and asked this today because that's really a springboard into what we're going to be talking about next month and what's going on in November is that each awakened being carries within them the mastery of the universe. And it is the time to stand forward in the authenticity of your true mastery and to trust your heart, trust your wisdom, let go of doubt, and be the presence of the ignited one, even if you are standing in the middle of everyone screaming, saying you're not. And I always misquote this, but I have to share it because it just makes so much sense. And it was beloved Mahatma Gandhi who said, even if you are an army of one, the truth is the truth. And we are at a moment of profound truth, and you are a profound truth carrier. And so I love that you got through today, and I love that you're asking this question. And thank you for bringing your beauty into the show today, Nicole.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I knew that question was more than just me. It was for a lot of people. So thank you so much.
Yes. No, thank you, my angel. Many, many blessings. Wow, Sri, what an amazing audience. You know, we always have said it because this is a community. This is not an audience. This is a family. This
Absolutely.
Is a community of whole beings.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we can go quickly here to line three, we can also honor one
Let's
more community member
caller.
Who's been standing by.
Sure.
Amanda from New Brunswick.
Namaste, Amanda. Welcome, angel.
Hi, I'm actually not calling for myself. I was supposed to tell my sister to call in. She's working, so I'm wondering if you can give her guidance. Her name is Shelley. She lives in Victoria, BC. She just moved across Canada there, and she's feeling like nothing's really working for her. So I was just wanting clarity for her, actually.
Oh, well, in many ways, it's for both of you.
So...
It did. And so I'm grateful that you got through. And Amanda, what I want to share for you, to you, through you, for Shelley, and for both of you is this. There is a moment of opportunity before Shelley right now. And only Shelley can seize this opportunity. She will not be able to move through it with someone else doing the work for her. She has got to take this moment and harvest what's going on in front of her, stand firm in what she wants, not sink from what she knows is true, and she can be on the other side of this very, very quickly. Things will come together when she finally claims the yes, and she has to do this herself. And that's why this message is for both of you. You can't do this for her. You can't do this for her.
Okay.
But you can be there for her, and that's the blessing. And I'm grateful that you got through. I really am. Thank you, my angel.
Thank you very much. I'll pass on the message.
Thank you, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings
Namaste.
Indeed. And beloved listeners, as we wind up the energy of October, and when I say wind up, I don't mean it ends. What I mean is as we assimilate and work with this flow.
We want you to remember that you are the miracle. And hey, this Saturday in the energy of the full moon will be our monthly miracle gathering of spirit. If you are not yet a Miracle Team member, you really need to check this out. SriAndKira.com, right there at the top of the homepage, click on Miracle Team. For as little as the cost of a couple coffees a month, you can be in this energy all the time. Special messages every week, community, communion, and manifestation. We are the breath and we are the presence.
And with presence as our guardian energy, as we offer our love and our trust into the world, we will continue to build greater harmony, greater love, greater trust, greater beauty, in an ever-expanding union.
Woo! So make sure you're with us next week because we've got a lot to share about November and about 2018. Harvest the blessing of Halloween, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, and absolutely flourish. You're the master.
And until we're with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.